In Christ. Last Sunday, we heard the Gospel of St. John that recounted Jesus' first miracle, the changing of water into wine. Now today, we hear of two more miracles performed by our Divine Lord, the healing of the man with leprosy and the healing of the centurion's servant. Now it's interesting because the Gospels during this season after Epiphany concentrate on the miracles of our Lord, to prove that he truly was and is the Son of God. So on this third Sunday after Epiphany, we have these two beautiful occurrences that are related to us. And just to bring forth the lesson that I want to highlight for today's sermon, I wanted to start off with a little story. And this story was of a beggar who used to go from door to door begging for food every day. So one day, he heard that the king of the country was going to be passing through the village that he lived in, or that he resided in. And then the beggar decided that he would take the occasion to go and ask the king for a favor. And this favor was to have enough money to not have to beg for food anymore. So the beggar rose very early the day of the king's arrival into the village, and he made his place, or his way, to where the king was going to be passing by. And as he pushed his way through the crowds, saw the procession of the king, of the king's court, entering into the town. And as the king's carriage approached the place where he was at, he threw himself out so that the carriage had to stop, and he rushed up to the carriage of the king. And when he got there, he held out his hand to the king, and he had his beggar's bag, and he held it out to him, obviously making it very clear that he was asking for an alms. And the king ordered the carriage to be stopped, and he turned towards the beggar and did something quite unexpected. The king got off the carriage, and he held out his own hand to the beggar, asking him for something. And the beggar was very confused by this, and by this gesture, and he realized the king is wanting me to give him something. So he reached into his bag, and all he had were a few hard pieces of bread. So he grabbed one of the pieces of bread and handed it to the king. And the king very graciously received this stale piece of bread. He got back into his carriage, and the carriage continued on its way. But the beggar was very much, like I said, confused by this, and he thought to himself, the king just asked me for something, and I didn't get a chance to ask him for what I wanted. And so it is that he was just in a daze, and as he was walking home, he heard a sound in his bag. He heard some clinking, and so it is that he stopped and looked into his bag, and he saw that there was a bag full of coins inside his beggar's bag. Little did he know that as he was giving the piece of bread to the king, that one of the king's servants had slipped a bag of money into his own bag, and he realized that the king had put him to the test, that the king simply wanted something in return, and he would give him a great reward. So there is a lesson for us here, because our dealings with Almighty God are like the beggar that I related in this story. That many times Almighty God asks of us something in return before he gives us a great reward. And so it is that we many times are only able to offer Almighty God what I would consider little crumbs or little stale pieces of bread. But small, however small it may be, if it was only crumbs that we have to offer, our Almighty God wants us to give him and to make that little sacrifice, and he will bless us and he will give us a great reward. And so it is that we see the leper in today's Gospel, how this was, so to say, what happened. As we read in the Gospel, he worshipped Almighty God, he adored our Lord before he asked for the cure. And our Lord worked this wonderful miracle of curing him of his leprosy. But the leper, first and foremost, went and gave something to our Lord, and that was that act of adoration. And so many times when we pray and ask Almighty God for favors, we sometimes tend to be a bit demanding in our correspondence with Almighty God. We demand of him that he answer our prayers, And many times our relationship with Him is just give me, give me, give me, rather than what can I give to Almighty God? What can I do for our Divine Lord? And that is where we have to reflect upon our relationship with God and see how am I doing? Am I being very demanding? Am I just of that mindset of just give me and there's nothing on my part? We should reflect upon that because our Divine Lord wants of us to give Him our love. He wants us to make those little acts of adoration, those acts of prayer, those little sacrifices that we can make for our Divine Lord. And that is one of the things that I may have mentioned before in the past, but when we pray and we feel that our prayers aren't being answered, we get maybe, some of us may get frustrated, or we may get a little bit flustered, and we may get aggravated, like, why isn't our Lord answering my prayers? Now, I believe I may have mentioned this before, but St. Thomas Aquinas gives us 4 points that we have to fulfill for our prayers to be answered. So the first thing that needs to be fulfilled is that we have to ask for something spiritual. Second point is that we have to ask for something personal for ourselves. The third point is that we have to ask for it with humility, with humility of heart. And then lastly, that we have to ask for it perseveringly, that we have to persevere in asking that request of Almighty God. So like I said, something personal, something spiritual, with humility and with perseverance. And when we ask for things for others, yes, we should and we need to pray for others. But at the end of the day, obviously, that person has a free will that we can't change and we can't force that person. But we obviously pray for them and obviously in accordance with God's will. But first and foremost, praying for ourselves and praying for something spiritual. And let us not get frustrated when our prayers aren't answered immediately. But persevere. And with humility, continue to ask our Divine Lord everything in accordance with His holy will. But like I mentioned, our relationship with Almighty God has to be, it's a two-way street. It's not just we sit back and expect God to do all the work. And especially in our spiritual lives, it's not like we sit back and say, okay, I come to church, Lord, work your miracle, change me, make me a saint. And that's not how it works. We, on our part, have to give. And we have to do our own part. God helps those who help themselves, as the saying goes. So we obviously have to do our part. We have to do, obviously, the sacrifices. We have to be disciplined with ourselves. We have to pray our prayers every day, do our spiritual reading, come to Mass every Sunday and Holy Day. So we have to do our part. And that is where many times our Divine Lord is just asking of us to give Him the little that we can. And we know that He will reward us very, very greatly for those little things that we do give to Him. So on the Sunday, wanted to throw out the little story just to reflect, to make us reflect upon our relationship with Almighty God, and to remember that we are God's creatures and He loves us, and we have been made His children by means of our baptism. And as children of God, He has a very special love for each and every one of us. So as we read in the scripture, that what father will give his child who asks for bread a stone? We know that if your child is asking you for bread, you're not going to hand him a stone. And that is the same with Almighty God. We are His children, and we ask for our daily bread. He's not going to hand us a stone. He has a great love for us as His children by means of our baptism, by means of our incorporation into the Catholic Church, and He's going to give us the blessings and the graces that we need. But on our part, we do have to ask, and we do have to actively work towards those things and give our Lord something, just like the leper did in today's gospel. He made that act of adoration, and in return, our Divine Lord cleansed him of his leprosy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.